Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
I'm sorry, but what a nice person. Ellen Bezdel was super nice to me, too. She's super nice. And her friend, Nias Woodfriend, she was super nice, too. But I'm sorry, but Harmony Percy is just a total bitch. She is. She's a bitch. What a bitch. Harmony Percy is what a total bitch.
That's the story. This is the story of this kid. And he's little. Or maybe it's a she. I definitely can't walk yet. And they are the main suspect in shootings of, ultimately, there are a lot of them. But we will look into this now, and we'll see it in bits and pieces. Bang, bang!
Bang, bang, bang!
Bang, bang! And Baby Go Bang Bang is the story of that kid. And how they found out it was a kid killing all these people and shooting them with a... how did he get a gun? That's the one question. How did he get a gun? Okay. How does he shoot it? Because he can't even... He can't even walk. He can't even put blocks together, or hold a fork or anything like that. So, how is he shooting this gun? How did he get it? A, how is he shooting it? And bang, bang, bang. And how did he get it? How is he shooting it? And why is he? Why is he shooting the people that he's shooting? And I think another one, where does he get all this ammunition? Because this kid's using up a lot of ammo, and we don't know that part of it either. So at least four questions. I'm sure there's a lot more. Motive, offer, and acceptance is it the elements of a crime? Motor? No, what is it again? Motor life? No. It's motive, opportunity, and method. And that's Baby Go Bang Bang.
So what was it, neighbor, daughter, daughter's friend, handyman? Then, matricide, of course. Is seemed like a... I would say a... turning point, but not an escalation, but maybe like a deviation. The cat deviated. That's what I would say. Kid deviated, killed his own mom. And that was five or six shots. Which I guess I don't know about guns, but that told him something. Gun that he was using. That this kid. Hey, kid. Have you checked on the kid? They would say that.
And all of that, and a lot of kids coming up with people in cars. Some of the lights are on, some of them aren't. There's different plant life that we're seeing on these sites. Different from scene to scene, which that's unusual because it's all in basically the same house. Some of the cars put the lights on, some of them off. Kind of surprising. These events have been going on at different times of day. So, lights on, lights off, morning, noon, people wearing orange things, and a lot of signage, different directions. Forward, left, behind you, this type of thing. And back, look, and behind you, east and north, and follow the arrows, curving around, curving back up. Now a few more cars with both lights on. And here's a cop. I don't know the guy, but he's across the road, he's got it blocked. Kind of inventorying the things we've found at these scenes. This kid, we think it's the kid. We can't prove it. We think it's the kid. We'd be off. He'd be with us right now. there's a corpse, and it's a possum, just by the side of the road. Right past that police car, he had his lights on, lights were flashing, no sirens, and no one in the car, and the car across the road. Kind of unusual, styrofoam pieces. About a foot by a foot. And a lot of heavily covered areas, heavily covered in plastic. Clear plastic, the black plastic that people use for different things. We're finding different plant life at these scenes than we thought grew at the scenes. And there's all from different places. And the problems will have been all at the same, it's all in the same house. Maybe one was outside, one or two were outside. I can't quite remember now, they're starting to pile up. We'll get back to this more later. There's some more signs up here with arrows. Angle to the left and straight. So I'll follow those and see where things lead. There's been a lot of trouble with this thing from the start because no one really believed it would happen. Or not believed it. No one believed it was happening because it was happening already. It's not that they believed it would happen. They didn't believe it. It was already happening. That's the point. So, I'll get back to this scene description. With all these arrows, they're kind of dying down. Telling you which way to go and this and that. It's these leaves, of different kinds of leaves that are kind of, to me, seeming like part of the puzzle today. There's red ones and big ones. And then some small, real light green ones. And then some grassy looking leaves that look more like a blade of grass than a leaf. What do you call that? A blade? And now everyone's lights are on here. It's raining here, so that's going to cover up a lot of the wash off, a lot of the evidence we might need to pick up otherwise. I hope not. I hope we can get there. I hope we can get some of this stuff cataloged before it does rain too much. And this is a mystery to us. The data is inherently not trustworthy. It's a mystery to us.
They feel like we better, they would say that. And they had this monitor because they knew something was up. They had this monitor going all the time, but even they'd hear them. It's kind of a braying, not braying, but like a this shrieky. Then they'd say, check. You better check on the kid.
Hello?
That's where it, I think it... the kid deviated. With his mom. Baby go bang bang. almost became like a... I wouldn't call it a joke, really, because... if you've got a... nine-month-old baby shooting people in the stomach.
My baby was a horse driving jockey, and he was on really true ball.
And in the head. And multiple times. I wouldn't call it a joke, I guess, but... whatever you want to call it, they would go, well, yeah, baby, go bang, bang. Whatever you want to call that, became like a... saying or something. That baby was so he was so short too, shorter than I mean, he's a baby, he's an infant. I don't know. It's funny how I just never, because they didn't use that color coding on this kid. They just... t-shirts on her, and then she would I guess be like that. Well, I only saw her once, or him once or twice, I think.
Daddy's breaking me out.
Standing up, and when he stood up, when that kid was crawling around and stood up on his 2 feet. It was one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen. He's crawling around on the floor. stops. Pulls his legs under himself, and then he stands up. I'd rather have that kind of thing happen. Behind the scenes, I guess, or something. Just come out walking or come out crawling. Well, I don't want to. I guess I'm not a big fan of these transition points.
Sorry.
EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.